They say that was a long time ago. In reality, it's still happening. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Julia Christina shares some excellent thoughts with us on how to heal from trauma. Enjoy.
And as I said, trauma is a big deal for a lot of people. And so what do I mean when I say trauma? What does that actually mean? Because two people could have gone through something similar and one person might find it traumatic and the other person might not. So does that mean that the person that found it traumatic is wrong or the person that didn't find it traumatic is wrong? Well, no, because we handle different situations very differently as human beings because surprise, we're all very different. Now, trauma in and of itself, it's any event or experience that causes a fundamental shift. It has to cause a negative or harmful shift in the way that we think about ourselves, about other people, or life. Trauma, in essence, takes something vital away from us. It causes like an emotional injury within us. And it usually breaches, if not always breaches, some kind of sense of trust or safety. So our innate sense of trust in other people, in ourselves, in the world, or that sense of safety, something happens and comes in and severs that, injures that natural ability that we're born with to trust. Now, interestingly enough, research shows that people who have been through something traumatic, what they define as traumatic, that 75% of people are able to make a full recovery, are able to heal and deal and get to the other side and continue on with their lives to a relatively decent or great extent. So it doesn't mean that they never think about the trauma again. It doesn't mean that they don't ever have emotional stuff come up, but it doesn't get in the way and really hold them back. It doesn't prevent them from living healthy and productive and meaningful lives. And then there's 25% of people who get stuck in it, who never really make a full recovery, who have their trauma impact and influence their lives in most areas, who really don't live the same way or even a similar way to what they did before they had the trauma. They really get stuck in the trauma. There are three major things. There's lots of things that cause people to get stuck and cause people, other people to move through it. But there are three major things that causes people to get stuck in trauma and not be able to get out the other side of it. And it comes down to kind of three big questions that those people ask and ask again and insist on getting an answer to. But the truth is, with all three of these questions, there never really is an answer that will be satisfying enough to make that person feel like they can move through it, if that makes sense. So the first question that the 25% of people get stuck in trauma, the first question that they insist on having an answer to is why? Why did it happen? And if you're someone who's been through something traumatic, and if you are either stuck in it or if you've been able to recover from it, you know on either side of those things that there is never going to be a satisfying enough answer to make you feel satisfied with that question. There's never going to be something that someone can tell you as to why this happened to you that will make you okay with it, that'll make you feel like, oh yeah, I get it now. That totally makes sense. Okay, now that it makes sense, I'm fine with it and I can move on. There's never a good enough reason for something traumatic happening to us. There could be reasons There could be lots of reasons, but there's never a good enough or a satisfying enough reason for us to feel like, okay, now everything's fine, I get it. But the people who get stuck in the 25% insist on finding a satisfying answer. And they almost have resigned themselves to think that I won't let myself recover, I won't let myself move through this until I get that answer. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily a conscious thing, but it is something really real, that big question about I need to understand why it happened. But there is not a good enough reason to ever justify something traumatic happening to someone. The next question, and this is a really big one, this impacts people in a lot of different areas in life, and specifically within trauma. The next question that people get stuck in is, what if? And you know that if you've been through something really painful, really traumatic, that you've played that over in your head. You've played that record of what if I had done this, or what if they had done this, or what if I hadn't been there, or what if I'd done something different, or what if I'd said this, or what if I hadn't said this, or whatever it is, getting stuck in the past of that what if question. And we can actually make ourselves completely crazy trying to answer that what if. And the thing that's so crazy making about what if is the fact that we can't go back and change the past. We can't do anything differently. What's done is done, and we can't do anything about it. So you can see that getting stuck in that what if just keeps us stuck in that suffering, in that struggle, in feeling like we need an answer to something that we will never be able to change, that we'll never be able to answer, that we'll never be able to do anything about because it's in the past. And so getting stuck in what if is a big thing that keeps that 25% in the 25% who remain in struggle and suffering long term.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.